China just completed a 582 ton toroidal field superconducting magnet. It is now the largest superconducting magnet ever constructed for a fusion reactor. Developed by the Institute of Plasma Physics under the Chinese Academy of Sciences, the magnet has officially passed expert review and represents one of the most significant milestones yet in humanity's pursuit of controlled nuclear fusion. The title of this video may sound sensational, a magnet that can hold a star, but in a very real sense, that is precisely what this machine has been designed to do. Not a star made of solid matter, but the same physical processes that power every star in the universe. Fusion occurs when atomic nuclei are forced together under immense temperature and pressure, releasing extraordinary quantities of energy. The Sun has sustained this process continuously for approximately 4.6 billion years, converting hydrogen into helium while bathing the solar system in light and heat. The challenge facing physicists has always been deceptively simple. Can we recreate that process on Earth? The problem is temperature. Fusion plasma must reach well over 100 million degrees Celsius before atomic nuclei begin fusing efficiently. That is approximately 7 times hotter than the center of the Sun. At those temperatures, there is no material known to science capable of physically containing the plasma. Steel will melt, tungsten, one of the highest melting point elements on Earth, would rapidly fail. Even the strongest engineered ceramics cannot survive prolonged contact. The solution, therefore, is not to build stronger walls, but to ensure the plasma never touches the walls in the first place. This is where superconducting magnets become one of the most remarkable technologies ever developed. Instead of constructing a physical container, scientists construct an invisible magnetic bottle. Charged particles within the plasma naturally follow magnetic field lines. By generating an incredibly powerful and precisely shaped magnetic field inside a donut-shaped chamber known as a tokamak, the plasma can effectively be suspended in free space, isolated from every solid surface around it. It's this magnetic confinement that allows temperatures exceeding 100 million degrees Celsius to exist inside a machine without destroying it. The newly completed Chinese magnet is a toroidal field magnet, arguably the single most important component within this magnetic confinement system. 16 of these massive 580-ton D-shaped coils will eventually be arranged into a complete ring surrounding the reactor vessel, producing a magnetic field of approximately 6.5 Tesla at the plasma center. Together, they generate the magnetic cage responsible for preventing the plasma from escaping while maintaining the stability required for sustained fusion reactions. The energy challenges involved are almost difficult to comprehend. Magnets capable of producing fields this powerful cannot simply be built using ordinary copper wiring. The electrical resistance would generate enormous quantities of heat and consume vast amounts of energy. Instead, these coils are constructed from superconducting materials, which, when cooled to cryogenic temperatures close to absolute zero, lose virtually all electrical resistance. Current can circulate continuously with almost no energy loss, allowing magnetic fields of extraordinary strength to be generated efficiently. Within the same machine, temperatures approaching absolute zero exist only meters away from plasma exceeding 100 million degrees Celsius. Very few technological systems demand such extreme conditions simultaneously. China's announcement is significant not just because of the magnet size, but because of its performance. According to the Institute of Plasma Physics, this single magnet possesses approximately 1.3 times the volume of the equivalent toroidal field magnets being installed at ITER, the multinational fusion reactor under construction in southern France. Even more impressively, it stores roughly 3 times as much magnetic energy. These are not incremental improvements. They represent a substantial increase in engineering capability within one of the most demanding scientific disciplines currently being pursued. This is one of the enabling technologies required if commercial fusion is to become a reality. Fusion remains an immensely difficult scientific and engineering challenge. Researchers must sustain stable plasma, extract more energy than is consumed, develop materials capable of surviving decades of neutron bombardment, and design reactors that can operate economically on a commercial scale. Each of these challenges does remain an active area of research, but nevertheless, the progress made over the past decade has been remarkable. China's East Tokamak has repeatedly broken world records for maintaining high-performance plasma, sustaining stable operation for over 1,000 seconds, an achievement that would have been considered extraordinary only a generation ago. Around the world, projects including ITER, the United Kingdom's STEP program, private companies such as Commonwealth, Fusion Systems, and Helion, alongside major national laboratories, are all converging on the same objective, demonstrating practical, economically viable fusion power. What fusion does offer is the possibility of an energy source whose fuel is extraordinarily abundant. Deuterium, one of fusion's primary fuels, can be extracted from ordinary seawater, while future reactors are expected to breed tritium from lithium within the reactor itself. If the remaining engineering problems can be solved, fusion could provide vast quantities of reliable electricity without the carbon emissions associated with fossil fuels, and without the long-lived radioactive waste produced by conventional fission reactors. The broader implications are difficult to overstate. Throughout history, civilizations have been defined by their mastery of energy. The control of fire transformed early humans. Coal drove the Industrial Revolution. Oil reshaped geopolitics throughout the 20th century. Nuclear fission altered military strategy and electricity generation in the post-war era. Fusion represents the next potential leap, not just because it promises cleaner electricity, but because abundant, continuous energy changes the economics of almost everything. Artificial intelligence, desalinization, heavy industry, advanced manufacturing, synthetic fuels, large-scale carbon capture, even interplanetary travel, all become far more achievable in the conventional sense when energy is no longer the limiting resource. China's 582-ton superconducting magnet is not the end of that journey, but it's one of the clearest demonstrations that humanity is steadily learning how to reproduce the physical processes that have powered the stars since the universe was young. If commercial fusion can succeed, machines like this may one day be remembered not merely as a scientific curiosity, but as the foundations upon which an entirely new energy civilization was built. What do you think the end goal for China is, constructing such a massive magnetic shielding operation for a fusion reactor? And do you see anything applicable happening in our Western world? I'm sitting here in England thinking to myself, my God, you know, we like to preach about how China is this and that and it's so bad, but at the same time, they are doing incredible things on the bleeding edge of breakthrough physics. Their infrastructure, frankly, seems to be a lot better than ours. And so it does make you wonder about just how much the narrative is skewed in regards to the media messaging on China within the Western information landscape. Nevertheless, this is a very interesting development, and we'll just have to see where China decides to take such a colossal, large-scale physics effort in the future.